Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast today. I hope you enjoy it. But first, I want to ask you a question. Are you someone who has high upside potential in your business, and yet sometimes that goal is just hard to get to, and maybe the only way you've seen to get to it is just to make more calls, you know, work harder? Well, if you're fed up with using old strategies to solve new problems, then I might have a solution. It's my 5-day Million Dollar Seller Challenge. We meet 1 hour a day in a coaching intensive where I will teach you 5 moves that you can make to scale your results without working harder. To learn more, click the link in the show notes or go to milliondollarsellerchallenge.com. Hello, comrades. Bill Caskey back at the podcast. Glad you're with me today. We've got a lot of feedback and emails from you from last week's episode. It was called Are You Adrift? And in that episode, I shared a personal story with you of a time in my life when I was certainly adrift. And I do appreciate all of the just perspectives that you had. A lot of people just said, hey, thanks. I needed that. And thanks for sharing something so deep. And so I'm not going to go over it again. If you want to listen to that episode, I don't know what episode number it is, but it's the one prior to this one. That should be easy enough. And if you're listening to this prior to Thursday, November 12th, we are doing part of the 2X Academy program, which is a membership program that I invite you to consider. You can go to the2xacademy.com. We're going to be talking about creating irresistible messaging, really crafting your message so that it's irresistible to the prospect. And I've pulled out one of the elements of this program, and I'm going to talk about it today. But if you have any interest in joining me on a monthly journey every month, there's 90 minutes of training and live coaching on that training. And we take a topic that is, I think, is relevant to business-to-business sales teams and salespeople each week or each month. So if you want to learn more about that, go to the2xacademy.com. So the question is, how do I craft an irresistible message? What can I do in the marketing, prospecting, business development, sales process? Let's just say that's all one chain of events that occurs. What can I be doing in there to improve my positioning so that I have irresistible positioning? I mean, when someone thinks of the category that I'm involved with, or the maybe I'm in a niche, you know, like a territory segment, like in Southern California, or maybe I'm a nationally known figure that I speak in certain areas. When someone thinks about that area, they at least think of me in the chain of people that they think of. So this idea of irresistible positioning, I think, is important for all business-to-business salespeople today because you are in a position of influence. You can influence behavior, you can influence results, influence actions, influence the transference of money. And so you're not manipulating, you're merely influencing. But to do that, you've got to have a relevant position. You've got to have a position in the prospect's mind that matters. And so one way to do this is to come up with a list. And I talked about this a little bit in a webinar I did here last week. All these webinars I do kind of run together, so I have no clue who this was, where it was. But the people all liked it, and it was of all the things that were mentioned in that webinar, there was several speakers. I found that this tip was the best, at least as far as they were concerned. Of course, it was the best as far as I was concerned, but that's not always the case as far as the audience. So what is the tip? The tip is, if you want to be influential, you need to establish some authority. Authority comes before influence. So if you want to be an influencer online, or, and I don't mean an Instagram influencer, but a sincere thought leader influencer, you have to embrace authority. You have to say, I teach something. I have value here. Let me explain my value. You have to speak from a place of authority. And there's no better way to speak from a place of authority than to answer the questions that are on people's minds. That is your best bet to become a thought leader in your space. And it doesn't have to be the big existential questions of life, like, you know, why am I a dentist, or why do I work in manufacturing? It doesn't have to be existential stuff. It could be, should I buy this widget or should I buy this one? Should I lease this widget or should I purchase it? How should I be thinking about widget purchasing that's different now than it was a year ago? And I'm just giving you some examples here, terrible examples. But when you can understand what's going on inside the buyer's mind, the prospect's mind, the person who you're targeting to influence. If you know what questions they're asking themselves, if you know what conversation is going on in their mind, forget about you. This is before you even show up. So if you can start to imagine what's going on in the mind of a prospect. So let's say that I call on CEOs of $20 million companies and I sell coaching and training, which I do. I mean, that's kind of my target market, sweet spot, a little bigger than that sometimes. So what would the CEO of a company be thinking that I could enter into that conversation with? I don't know who the copywriter was, but he said it's a whole lot easier to enter a conversation already going on in a prospect's mind than it is to start a new one. And what's always going on in a prospect's mind are questions. Questions. Should I do this? Should I not do this? Should I explore this? Should I not? Should I buy this? Should I not? That's what our whole life is made up of every day is decisions. Do I drive this way to work or not? Do I go in today or do I work from home? Do I shoot a LinkedIn video or not? And I know for some of us who are disciplined, and I'm not always that way, but generally I'm pretty disciplined, I don't have a lot of choices. I don't have a lot of dilemmas that I need to fix at that level. But your prospects might. And when it comes to not whether I go into the office in the morning or not, but do I explore a new way to do something? That would be a dilemma. That would be a choice and a question they have in their mind. So my recommendation to you is to write down, I would say 10 things that they may be thinking about, questions they may be rolling around in their mind that you can help with, that you can answer, or you can start to answer, or you can give them a new perspective on. You don't have to answer the question sometimes to bring value. You don't have to be the shell answer man or woman. You can say, look, here's the question a lot of people have at this point. Should I train my sales team or not? Should I spend any money at all training my sales team? Well, maybe you should and maybe you shouldn't. Let's talk about the facts. Let's talk about when you shouldn't spend money training your team. And let's also talk about when you should. When you approach the question like that, all you're doing is expanding their thinking. You are speaking from an authority position because you're interested in helping them sort out and work out in their mind what the right answer is. So my recommendation is to come up with 10 and start to write or publish or produce or record audio, video or articles about those 10. So let's suppose that one of my 10 questions that I anticipate the CEO of this hypothetical $20 million company would have about sales is, do I have the right people on the team? Maybe they've been even talking about that in internal meetings. Do we have the right people, or are we structured properly? Are the territories aligned properly? I mean, those are three different questions right there. I wouldn't try to handle all of those in one. But if you're going to produce some piece of content, you might produce a piece of content that says, CEO question number one, do I even have the right people on the bus? And I know the on the bus thing is a metaphor that's been used in the past. Who was it? Good to Great. Jim Collins, I think, used that. But the point is that come up with the question, and what that helps you do is get very focused on the answer. So you could say, well, you know, if that's the question, do I have the right people on the bus? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. Here's how to find out. Here's some things to consider. Here's some things to look at. Here's some things to do. You could tell a story about somebody that you, if you're in the coaching and training business, somebody that came to you and said, do I have the right people on the bus? What's the process you took them through? So there's lots of different ways to address the question, but the first job one is to determine what those questions are. And it's not, should I buy from whatever your company is? Should I buy from company A? That's not the first question. They may ask that later on in the sales process. I'm interested in those top of funnel questions. So come up with 10. I think you will be rewarded if you are good at this, and you could even publish a document with the top 10 questions. That probably is I just thought about that. That might be a great LinkedIn article. You could do one article on Pulse or whatever the LinkedIn platform is, article platform, to each question. That way you get a little search juice, because people might be going into LinkedIn to ask that very question, in which case your article will pop up. Then you might do one article where you combine everything, maybe shorten each one, and it becomes like a laundry list, a checklist of things that they should be thinking about as they purchase, again, dental supplies, manufacturing platforms, whatever you sell. And I think you will become more valuable to yourself too. Anytime you write and produce something, there's something that occurs inside of you that almost gives you permission to go to the next level. So when you publish a video on something and it's good and people start to comment and they share and they you know they've watched it, there's something that happens inside of you that makes you stand just a little bit taller, chest out just a little bit more confident. Because your confidence comes from the value you deliver. When you start answering really good questions, you're delivering more value. And you know it. And everybody around you knows it. So we'll talk about that a little bit in the future, too, about how irresistible messaging can be a great confidence builder. If you're interested in this topic and want to join me on Thursday, November 12th, 4 to 5:30, it's the 2X Academy. Go to the2xacademy.com. You can join up there. You can cancel your membership anytime. There's no hostage situation. You can either join a month at a time or you can do it a year at a time and you get get a few shekels off. So I will see you on Thursday, or I will see you next week, or hear you, or talk to you, or talk at you next week. Bye.